allowing more aid into Gaza. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem.
It has always been a political decision to limit aid into the Gaza Strip, to look like Israel's not helping the enemy, if you will. But the Israeli army, various levels, has fought this, right? They don't want the image that they are intentionally starving Gazans.
A man who is accused of walking into a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan, and randomly stabbing 11 people will face terrorism and attempted murder charges today. The 11 victims are all expected to survive. This is ABC News. In California, two unions have reportedly reached a tentative deal with a major grocery chain. Here's ABC's Stephanie Sierra.
An 11th-hour deal has been reached between union workers and Albertsons companies. It means thousands of Safeway workers will stay on the job. Leaders with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union say they negotiated a tentative agreement with Albertsons, which owns Safeway. And they say the deal will include economic security, health care, and pension improvements for the 25,000 workers here in California.
Concession workers at Fenway Park in Boston are still on strike, though. They're trying to get better pay and benefits and a guarantee by their company, Aramark, to stop using AI instead of humans to do certain jobs. T, the popular dating advice app that allows women to report on men they've encountered on apps like Tinder and Bumble and share red flags. Now it's working to secure its system after hackers gained access to 72,000 photos on the sites. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Joel Kernick. We're brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned, built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. We wrapped up Pioneer Days in Butternut this past weekend. It was a hot one, and one of the featured events was the 16-team sand volleyball courts on their beautiful two courts that they have there in the top of the hill in Butternut. Congratulations to the team of Vertically Challenged as they came away with the victory this past weekend. Well, this coming weekend, of course, we point our fingers ahead to Flamborama, and the activities begin on Wednesday with music Wednesday Night Live. Hip Pocket will be down at Old Abe Memorial Park Wednesday night. Thursday night, it's Harborama. And then activities all weekend long, of course, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Flamborama weekend this coming weekend here in Park Falls. Well, some are teasing a run for the state's top spot. Lisa Hale reports on the Republican field of candidates for governor.
With Governor Tony Evers' announcement that he would not seek a third term in the state's highest office, politicians on both sides are wondering who will run in the first gubernatorial race without an incumbent in 16 years. Two Republicans have already declared their candidacy. Josh Shulman, the Washington County executive, and Bill Berrien, the Trump-aligned businessman. Interestingly enough, former Republican Governor Scott Walker teased a run on the social media platform X by posting photos of a red hat with "Make Wisconsin Great Again" on the front and 45-47 on the side. Now, while 45-47 references President Donald Trump as the 45th and 47th president, coincidentally, if he ran and if he won, Walker would be Wisconsin's 45th and 47th governor. On the Democratic side, who will run is mostly speculation right now. The shortlist includes Attorney General Josh Call, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski.
You can find more news at civicmedia.us. And now a look at today's funeral notices. Carol Dale Ann Morozik, age 83, of Yorkville, passed away peacefully on July 19th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. Carol is survived by her daughter, Jessie Wall, of Union Grove, by her grandsons, including Jason Wall of Park Falls, and by her great-grandchildren. Private burial will take place at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Carol Dale Ann Morozik, 83, of Yorkville. Richard Arnold Yunk, age 87, of Park Falls, died on Thursday, July 24th at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. He is survived by his two daughters, Rosemary Theriault of Prentice, and by Lori Hilgart of Park Falls. survived also by his two stepdaughters, Pamela and Tammy, by his sister, Marge Marotic, of Oak Creek, and by many grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and step-grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Funeral services to be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls on Tuesday, July 29th, 11 a.m. Deacon Robert Schenebeck will officiate. Visitation to be held at the funeral home on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Richard Arnold Yunk, age 87, of Park Falls. Diane Anderson, age 76, a resident of Catawba, died on July 18th at Marshfield Medical Center in Marshfield. She is survived by her siblings, Larry K. Anderson, Dale K. Anderson, Judy Ferry, Jane Holm, Dennis J. Anderson, Alan W. Anderson, along with nieces, nephews, and many grandnieces and nephews. Also survived by very close friends, Jean Randall, John Johnson, Nancy Mann, Norma Swan, and many neighborhood friends. A celebration of life ceremony will be held at the Anderson Homestead on August 2nd. Service at 1 p.m. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Diane Anderson, 76, of Ogama. Joy Lynn George, age 53, of Ellsworth, Wisconsin, passed away on July 17th after a seven-year courageous battle with cancer. Joy Lynn is survived by and missed deeply by her husband Shane and the family they created together, including their daughter Jenna and their son Dalton. She is further survived by her sisters Annette Lynn and Becky Pritzel Donner, and brothers Joe Pritzel and R.J. Pritzel, as well as many nieces and nephews. A celebration of life will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, August 1st, at the Mann Funeral Home in Ellsworth. Visitation beginning at 10 a.m. This has been the funeral notice for Joy Lynn George, age 53. Delilah D. May Hintz, age 79, of Fifield, died on Friday, July 25th, at her home. She is survived by her husband, Jim, of Fifield, by five children, Todd Hintz of Mason, Tammy Johnson of Anthem, Arizona, Tina Levra of Butternut, Troy Hintz of Augusta, and by Trent Hintz of Medford. Further survived by 10 grandchildren, by seven great-grandchildren, by her brother Gilbert Gibb Daring of Wausau, and Rodney Rod Daring of Wausau, and by her sister Mary Kunkel of Phillips. Further survived by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services will be held at Maranatha Baptist Church in Phillips on Saturday, August 2nd at 12 noon. Reverend Christian Markle will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Saturday from 11 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Delilah D. May Hintz, age 79, of Fifield. Linda Gail Hoffman, age 76, of Park Falls, died on Saturday, July 26, at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. She is survived by her husband, Bill Sr. of Park Falls, her children, Bill Jr. Hoffman of Park Falls, and Lisa Lind Rutho of Mount Pleasant. Further survived by four grandchildren, by 10 great-grandchildren, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private service will be held. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Linda Gail Hoffman, age 76, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers put on the pads. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers enter their second week of training camp. Wide receiver Dontavian Wicks struggled in his second year last season. I asked him about what some called a sophomore slump.
We all know I had a few drops. The whole media know that. You know, that's one thing I wanted to focus on this summer, getting around the ball more. You know, because in practice you might not get that many opportunities.
Baseball, the Brewers and Chicago Cubs tied for first place in the NL Central. Both teams facing off tonight in Milwaukee, beginning a three-game series. The Brewers with a dramatic 3-2 victory yesterday over the Miami Marlins, thanks to a walk-off RBI by Blake Perkins, back from a fractured shin bone this spring.
Sometimes there's so much more, you know what I mean? It was emotional for me to see Perk come through right there. I mean, that was huge.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s this afternoon. It will be muggy with a heat index in the upper 90s today. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms will drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
98 Q Country.
And I don't know what to do when somebody says something I don't agree with. I don't know what I'm supposed to do as a person. I've always grappled with that. I walk up, this woman says, animals are smarter than people. I'm like, oh, jeez. I just got here. I look at the others like, anybody want to take this? Low-hanging fruit. I just took the hit over at that little circle. If somebody could step up to the plate here so I could hang around for a little longer than 2 minutes. But nobody else is even looking up. They're shuffling their shoes and trying to figure out the dynamic. They must work for her. Something's going on. But I couldn't say nothing. But I didn't want to make a big deal out of it either. I don't know these people. So I decided to make a light-hearted joke. So I said, oh, how do animals do on the SAT test? just a little ha-ha-ha. I didn't get the ha-ha-ha. I just felt the temperature drop. And this woman glares at me and says, animals are smarter than people. Like, case closed. Well, I can't take that. But before I could say anything, she said, what about the beavers? Forcing me to say, what about the beavers? There was no other line on my script at that point. Nothing can ever follow what about the beavers except another what about the beavers. What about the beavers? What about the beavers? So she explains to me, she said, the beavers are smarter than people. They know how to all get in the water. And they all know how to gather sticks and bring them to one area. And they know how to put mud on their tails and slap the sticks together. And they can affect the flow of a river. Hoover Dam.
a Yeti full of silver bullets.
Hey, toss me one, bro!
And a belly full of slightly overcooked burgers. That's summer in the country.
98 Q Country.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with a smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I like you a lot, but you're about your shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not? It was the best dang kiss that I ever had, except for that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down. Smiling said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I love you a lot. I think we got a real good shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not? You gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? Look at all the love that we got. It ain't never gonna stop. Are you gonna kiss me or not? Yeah, baby, I love you a lot. I really think we got. Are you gonna kiss me or not?
I never had no one count on. I've been let down so many times. I was tired of hurting, so tired of searching, till you walked into my life. It was a feeling I'd never known. I didn't feel alone. You're more than a lover. There can never be another to make me feel the way you do. And oh, we just get closer. I fall in love all over every time I look at you. Best friend, you're my best friend. Oh yeah, you stand by me and you believe in me like nobody
ever has. When my world goes crazy, you're right there to save me. You make me see how much I have. And I still tremble when we touch. I know the look in your eyes when we make love. Look at you. And I don't know where I'd be without you here with me. Life with you makes perfect sense. You're my best friend. I fall in love all over every time I look at you. And I don't know where I'd be without you here with me. Life with you makes perfect sense.
What's up, y'all? It's Megan Maroney. Oh my
God, am I okay? It's my favorite station.
98Q Country.
Sun's gone down since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Keeping better company lately. I'm doing all shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause who needs you when I got friends like that. About this time you and I'd be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. On my own, girl, I might lose it, but I got buds to get me through it. I'm doing alright for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on a JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause who needs you when I got friends like that. Yeah, I got friends like that. Mm,
jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night.
Doing all right for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on the JBL, girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause who needs you when I got friends like that?
John Morgan, Jason Aldean helped him out there. It's called Friends Like That. 98Q Country. Good Monday to you on this final Monday of July, the 28th day of July. Whew, it's a hot weekend. That was warm, wasn't it? I spent a lot of time outside. Probably half of it was in the shade. Saturday, ran up, saw some family, hung out by the lake on Saturday, had a nice breeze coming off the lake, so it was actually pretty pleasant. I thought it was pretty pleasant. We got done, and my wife was like, that was hot. But different people like, some people like the 90, 95 humid, others 50, 55, and cool. I don't mind the warmer weather. My wife, not so much. So Saturday, spent a lot of time, probably spent 3-4 hours hanging around outside, which in the heat is quite a bit. Yesterday, about 4 or 5 hours, more of that in the sun than I probably would have liked, but it was a good weekend. I hope you had a good weekend too. I woke up early this morning. It was one of those Mondays where you wake up and you're like, oh no, I got a lot to do today. And then you can't really get back to sleep. So you just give into it. You're just like, all right, I guess we're going to get this whole thing rolling a little bit early here. I had a good time up at Pioneer Days yesterday, seeing some of the good folks over there and throwing a few bags and having a little bite to eat. A unsolicited shout out to Double D's and their chicken wrap. That was delicious, delicioso, in fact. Very good. Double D's, you see their food trailer at one of the events. That's a must. It's a must. Get that wrap. Pretty good. No, not pretty good. Awesome. We have a keyword today. We have three more qualifiers to get to for our keyword on-air qualifying, and today's keyword is carnival. Carnival. This could be a tough one for some of you. This is 8 letters now. I've seen some of the spellings that have come through. It's all right. All right. Not judging. I'm just saying, well, let's get it right so we can get you qualifying. Carnival, C-A-R-N-I-V-A-L. Carnival, C-A-R-N-I-V-A-L. Get that to us sometime today through the Civic Media app, and we'll automatically get you qualified. Well, you'll be entered into the daily qualifier. Mandy was Friday's qualifier, by the way. So we got Mandy, Kelly, Al. We got Ron, Jesse, Terry, Roger, Lori. We have, that's 7, 8. That's 9. Oh, there's one that apparently doesn't trust us, hasn't responded to our text, so we'll see if we can get a hold of them. I have 12 qualifiers on air, and then the final one will be a bonus qualifier on Friday. So if you don't manage to get in through the keyword, come on by our booth on Friday. We're going to be there noon to 5 at Flamborama on Friday, hanging out broadcasting, and we're going to have a bonus ticket. It's like the Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory. It'll be a bonus ticket and your chance to qualify to be our last-minute qualifier Friday. So it'll all happen on stage Friday at 6 o'clock. A free recliner, a $600 recliner, well, a $599 recliner, plus a $1 bill from your morning show guy. Good luck getting that out of me. The five players inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame were taken care of over the weekend. Anytime we get to the Baseball Hall of Fame, of course, we always say, well, you know, should those guys who are allegedly or admittedly on PEDs and steroids, should they be let in? The Alex Rodriguez's, the Barry Bonds, the Roger Clemens, you know, they're all not in, and have that discussion. But Ichiro got in, Ichiro Suzuki. CC Sabathia, who has a deep Brewer link the last couple years or so of his career, pretty good run with the Brewers. Billy Wagner, yeah, Dave Parker, and Dick Allen. All inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame over the weekend. And not quite as much fanfare as there is for, maybe it was just because I was busy, but it seems like the NFL, and there's just more fanfare for the NFL. I don't know what it is. The baseball, I don't know. It just didn't seem like there was a lot going on with that. And maybe it's the timing. I mean, football does theirs at the Hall of Fame game, right? Which is, what, this week or so? So they do it kind of in the off season, kind of in the off season. I mean, baseball does theirs on, you know, a day where there's a whole bunch of baseball going on. The timing of it doesn't seem, I mean, to me it seems like the Baseball Hall of Fame ceremony should be like Christmas Day. No, not Christmas Day. That's a bad day. But somewhere outside of the season where they could really highlight it. I don't know. This doesn't seem right. Of course, my guy, Joe Mauer got in last year, 2024 class. Thought I'd mention that. Thanks for mentioning that, Joel. I got a little gray area coming up after 8 o'clock here this morning. Lots to talk about from the weekend. The list is deep. The list is deep of items. Well, Pioneer Day's wrapping up. Hats off. Salute to all those who made it happen. It was not easy to stay hydrated. That's for sure. I saw the softball teams running around out there, and I thought, good for you guys. Much younger than I am, but it looks like they're still having a pretty good time. So it was a good weekend. I mean, really, you'd rather have heat than rain, because rain ends it, right? Rain just, whew, it's a, at least you know, you can battle your way a little bit through the heat. And hopefully you took care of yourself. You're not feeling too rough here today. We'll recover a little bit. Boy, this is a great week. If you love a little live music in the Northwoods, this is your time right here. So Wednesday, at the Old Abe Park here in Park Falls, you've got Hip Pocket right there performing live, 6 o'clock Wednesday night. And then Thursday, if you want to do Thursday music in the park in Phillips, they've got Strummin' Drummer, the live music at Elk Lake Park. And, of course, Thursday is Harborama. That's Shane Kronberger and his band, and other live music going on out there at Harborama at Empty Pockets, just between Park Falls and Butternut and Highway 13. That's going on Thursday night. And then Friday, of course, live music, Chris Cruzy. If you have not seen Chris Cruzy perform, he's the real deal, folks. He's the real deal. He's been doing concerts all over northern Wisconsin. And I remember when we chatted with him last year a little bit when he was here, he just kind of, he mentioned that, you know, he doesn't want to move to Nashville. He loves living here in Wisconsin. He's been playing festivals all around the state, especially northern Wisconsin. And he just enjoys the life too much in Wisconsin where he doesn't want to move to Nashville. And I really think he could be a huge star if he wanted to go that lifestyle. But he doesn't really want to, it seems like. Believe me, he's the real deal. He's going to have the whole band there. Now, last year when he was there for Wednesday Night Live, it was just him, acoustic. So this year he's got the whole band with him. So that'll be, so you've got him after Small Town Famous at 5 on Friday, Chris Cruzy at 8. That, those are both free under the tent. That's Friday. Saturday, you've got the 5 o'clock band, which is that 90s band, and then that'll be followed by Moniker. And then Sunday, you got a little Robbie V going on stage, which has become a Flamborama tradition after the parade on Sunday. All that under the tent, and no ticket needed to get in. It's free. Lots of stuff. Now, just a little note here, if you haven't taken a look at the schedule yet for Flamborama, it's kind of become a tradition that on Friday, you know, you did the St. Croix Rod thing and all that stuff. Well, all that kid stuff that was on Friday early in the day has now been pushed back to Saturday. I want to get down the list here because there's a lot of stuff going on Saturday. The Phillips Children's Museum, of course. The Sawdust Dig will be Saturday at 11. The Chalk Drawing also right there at 11. And the St. Croix Rodcasting also going on Saturday. So there's a lot of that stuff that was on Friday. They just thought that maybe it'd be a little more family-friendly and parent-friendly, so kids don't have to worry about getting down there with the parents being at work and stuff. So a lot of that stuff moved to Saturday. So check out that schedule. As kind of Flamble Ramble will kick in mid-afternoon on Friday. There's going to be some businesses with sidewalk sales going on throughout the day Saturday. Be a nice day for you to peruse down there. And then we'll crank it up on later in the day on Friday. And we'll be there broadcasting. We'll have the recliner right out there, right at our booth. Friday, just boom, right there. Someone's going to take that home Friday at 6 when we give that away on stage. And you can get qualified, hopefully, today by texting the keyword carnival to us. C-A-R-N-I-V-A-L, carnival. That's your keyword for today. 7:35, twice an hour, news and sports. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another week of extreme weather across the country. Blisteringly hot temperatures expected in the eastern half of the country today. Showers and thunderstorms causing more than 1,000 flight cancellations on Sunday. Trade deal reached with the EU, 15% tariffs on all European goods coming into the United States. As photos of emaciated children circulate around the globe, Israel is now allowing more aid into Gaza. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem.
It has always been a political decision to limit aid into the Gaza Strip, to look like Israel's not helping the enemy, if you will. But the Israeli army, various levels, has fought this, right? They don't want the image that they are intentionally starving Gazans.
A man who's accused of walking into a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan, and randomly stabbing 11 people will face terrorism and attempted murder charges today. The 11 victims are all expected to survive. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Karnick, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the Warden of the Year for 2024, and that's Conservation Warden Bradley Dahlquist. Melissa Kay has the story.
A member of the Antigo Warden team in the DNR's Northeast region, Dahlquist received the prestigious award at a banquet on July 12th. The Haskell Noyes Warden of the Year Award, created 95 years ago, is one of the highest honors bestowed to Wisconsin conservation wardens. According to a press release from the DNR, recipients demonstrate an ability to lead a quality law enforcement conservation program that balances enforcement, education, and community involvement. Those who know him describe Dahlquist as a humble leader with a contagious can-do attitude backed by a strong drive for public service.
All Wisconsin legislators have come together in an effort to honor our veterans. Joanne Krulatz reports.
In a rare show of bipartisan support, Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Representative Tony Weed from the 8th Congressional District introduced a bipartisan bill to honor veterans who participated in Operation End Sweep with the Vietnam Service Medal. Participants in Operation End Sweep, a mission to clear dangerous mines in North Vietnam after the war, are currently ineligible for this service medal because their service took place after the United States had officially withdrawn from Vietnam in January 1973. The bill is inspired by retired Navy Commander Michael Cosgrove of Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, who spent 5 months in and out of North Vietnamese waters and received virtually no credit for the work.
For Civic Media News, I'm Joel Karnick. Find more news at civicmedia.us.
The Packers put on the pads. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers enter their second week of training camp. Wide receiver Dontavian Wicks struggled in his second year last season. I asked him about what some called a sophomore slump.
We all know I had a few drops. The whole media know that. You know, that's one thing I wanted to focus on this summer, getting around the ball more. You know, because in practice you might not get that many opportunities.
Baseball, the Brewers and Chicago Cubs tied for first place in the NL Central. Both teams facing off tonight in Milwaukee, beginning a three-game series. The Brewers with a dramatic 3-2 victory yesterday over the Miami Marlins, thanks to a walk-off RBI by Blake Perkins, back from a fractured shin bone this spring.
Sometimes there's so much more, you know what I mean? It was emotional for me to see Perk come through right there. I mean, that was huge.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland. Today, our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwy.com. That's parkmanorwy.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s this afternoon. It will be muggy with a heat index in the upper 90s today. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms will drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
98Q Country.
I can feel the magic floating in the air. Being with you gets me that way. I watch the sunlight dance across your face, and I've never been this swept away. All my thoughts just seem to settle on the breeze when I'm lying wrapped up in your arms. The whole world just fades away, and the only thing I hear is the beating of your heart. And I can feel you breathe, it's washing over me. I can feel you breathe. Just breathe. In a way I know my heart is waking up as all come tumbling down, closer than I've ever felt before. And I know, and you know, there's no need for words right now. And I can feel you breathe washing over me, and suddenly I'm melting into you. There's nothing.
I can feel you breathe. Just breathe. I can feel the magic floating in the air. Being with you gets me that way.
AQ Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. You'll get trying to love her, but she'll leave your heart breaking in boots.
The one that happened, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets, all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy, 'cause I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty mini bottles filling both our trays. I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is some sexy leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras. Date marked on the calendar forever. We take that new wet limo airport ride together. I feel like a plastic groom alone there at the top of the cake. So hey, I'm getting drunk on a plane. Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is some sexy lady.
Cheap champagne out of a real glass. And when we land, I'll call her up and tell her, kiss my, yeah, you know, 'cause hey, I'm drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is so sexy, leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mile high.
Dirk Spendley.
I might be passed out.
Behave yourself on that plane.
In the baggage claim. Right.
98Q. I always saw whenever I flew, I always had this mentality. I've flown quite a few times in my life, and I've always had the mentality that when I get on a plane, that I really need to be at my best behavior, because I look around at the space. There's not much over there, and there's just not much room. And I'm thinking to myself, behave yourself, because if you make people mad and make the wrong person mad, you're stuck here for 3-4 hours, whatever it may be. So I was always mentally under the guise of just behave yourself and don't make anybody mad, and just try to make it a pleasant flight, kind of keep to yourself. You ever have that airline flight with the chatty person? Yeah. I mean, sometimes that can be good. I had an airline flight once that by the time I reached my destination, I felt like I put the guy through a marriage counseling session, because it's one of those situations in life where I'm not sure if the guy was doing it just to entertain himself or if he was actually looking for advice. But I gave him all kinds of marriage advice. He was a New York City tow truck driver, so he talked about that. And by the time we got off the flight, we exchanged phone numbers. And he said, if you're ever in New York City, you stop by and see me. Well, I never was. I haven't been back to New York since. But that was the most in-depth airline flight I've ever had. And I can remember the guy's face to this moment. I can remember it to this moment. And it was a very unique situation. I think that's the only time I can ever remember having in-depth discussions with someone on a plane. Never been drunk on a plane, I can tell you that much. I don't need that. Airline flights can mess with your body enough. I'm figuring I've had alcohol on a plane, but not drunk. Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea. It's not a good idea to be drunk on a plane for many reasons. I hope you've had some good flight experiences. If you've never flown in your life, yeah, I guess you're missing a little bit. That one time, the first time you're up there that high, it's pretty overwhelming. The rest of the time, it's just like, just get me there. Let's just get this over with. 7:53. I think we'll delve a little bit into the gray area here this morning after 8 o'clock. We've got some interesting things on the menu here this morning that I think you may be entertained by. It's our way to kick off the week by just kind of talking about other stuff, not talking politics and not talking anything too serious. So we'll get to the gray area coming up a little bit after 8. Our keyword today, we want to get you qualified for our laid-back summer recliner giveaway. Someone's going to win a $600 recliner this Friday. That's the fact, Jack. And we want it to be you, whether your name is Jack or Bill or Steve or whatever it is. We want you to have a chance to win it. So text us the keyword carnival right now, CARNIVAL. Carnival is your keyword through the Civic Media app.
There's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with screenings and vaccinations, or to simply connect on your overall well-being. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
At Enbridge, we're proud to give back to the places we call home. Our employees live, work, and give locally as neighbors, friends, and colleagues, fueling regional economies. Tax contributions from our pipelines and facilities flow back into the community, funding schools, infrastructure, and services that matter. Together, we're investing in the future. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can easily find the right home insurance for you, even if it's not with Progressive. But if you don't choose us, then sure, okay, it's not going to work out. We're not going to cry about it or stay awake wondering what our future together would have looked like. We can't get emotionally invested, even if it sounds like we are. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer allows you to easily compare home insurance rates and coverages in one place, even if it's not with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. I love you. I shouldn't have said that.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime? Wow. It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Spacek Lawn Care and Snowblowing in Phillips, keeping your property expertly groomed, supporting local area athletes and their teams. Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B appliance center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's unofficial state bird population has exploded recently, and these nasty little pests can ruin any of your outdoor time in a big hurry. Bader Sports Center in Phillips has the solution. Insect repellent sprays from Coleman and Thermacell insect appliances and refills. Whatever you enjoy doing outdoors, don't let mosquitoes ruin your fun. Fight back by stopping at Bader Sports Center and save 15% on your Coleman and Thermacell purchases. Now through July 31st. Bader Sports Center, right next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Everyone at Freeze Firewood hopes that you're enjoying this fabulous summer. They want to remind you that now is the time to get your winter firewood delivered and have the peace of mind knowing that you're prepared when the cooler weather decides to arrive. There's also still time to design your new dream pier and have it installed to enjoy those colorful fall days. Freeze Firewood, right on Little Chicago Road in Phillips, Wisconsin.
98Q Country.
I'm the son. Working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. 3 miles of cars laying on their horns, falling on deaf ears of corn, lined up behind me like a big parade of late to work. Road rage jerk, shouting obscene words, flipping me the bird. Well, you may be on a state payroll, but that blacktop runs through my payload. Excuse me for trying to do my job, but this year ain't been no bumper crop. If you don't like the way driving, get back on the interstate. Otherwise, sit tight and be nice and quit your honking at me that away. 'Cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got two boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hate for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. Well, I know you got your own deadline. The cussing me won't save you no time, hoss. This big wheel wide load ain't gone. Tractor, 'cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer.
say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugga 5 miles an hour on my end.